A customer walks out of a liquor store, visibly disappointed. The reason? A manager refused to honor a $1 coupon after purchase. Most people would shrug this off as standard policy, but watching this scene unfold in 1995, a young Gary Vaynerchuk saw something different, a missed opportunity to create genuine human connection. That seemingly insignificant moment sparked a business philosophy that would eventually influence how Zappos operates, leading to Amazon's $1.2 billion acquisition, reshape business school curricula nationwide, and earn praise from celebrities like Ashton Kutcher and Tony Hawk. The insight wasn't complicated. In our hyper-connected world, success doesn't belong to those with the deepest pockets, but to those who genuinely care. What makes this philosophy revolutionary is its recognition that technology hasn't changed human nature. It's simply amplified what's always mattered most. That $1 coupon wasn't about the money. It was about the message that every customer interaction matters. And in today's world, that message spreads faster and farther than ever before. Remember when the butcher saved your favorite cut? When the pharmacist asked about your grandmother? Our grandparents lived in communities where businesses survived on reputation, not marketing budgets. Butcher Bob knew your preferences because every customer was also a neighbor. This relationship-centered world crumbled post-World War II as Americans fled to suburbia. Local shops were crushed by national chains focused on quarterly returns rather than quarterly conversations. Supermarkets eliminated bag boys. Gas stations went self-service. Automated phone systems replaced human voices. The 1990s became a customer service dark age where efficiency trumped empathy. Then social media transformed everything. Platforms like Facebook and Twitter recreated the small town square where everyone knows everyone's business. We check friends' purchases, comment on their experiences, and share recommendations just as we once remarked on a neighbor's new hat over the fence. The digital world had become one great big small town again, and businesses that understood this shift gained an unprecedented advantage. Social media has shifted power dramatically to consumers. A single post can reach thousands within minutes. When Giorgio Galante emailed AT&T's CEO about denied iPhone upgrades and received legal threats, his story reached millions through social media and news coverage. 5 years earlier, his complaint would have reached perhaps four people over dinner. The crucial difference is authenticity. Nielsen confirms nearly 70% of people trust family and friends for purchasing advice. IBM found brand advocates spend 33% more and are 30% more loyal. Companies can no longer hide behind 1-800 numbers. Every interaction happens in public view, creating unprecedented accountability. Complaining customers on social media are actually valuable. You can engage with them, turn negative experiences positive, and demonstrate your values to thousands of observers. In this environment, authenticity isn't just important, it's essential for survival. The most common objection to social media is there's no ROI. But good managers have always known that earning customer trust is essential. Social media lets you upgrade from stranger to friend with customers, converting browsers into buyers and buyers into advocates. Another objection? Social media is still too young. This wait-and-see approach is backwards. First-to-market has tremendous impact. Unlike traditional media where companies could outspend competitors, social media requires building genuine relationships that take time. Many resist because we need to control our message. Would you prefer customers post complaints somewhere you can't respond? The reality is simple. You can't control the message anymore. Some claim, "We tried it, it doesn't work." This shows a complete lack of patience. Many leaders try social media for 6 months, see disappointing results, and quit. They're like people who've never seen a bicycle trying to pedal with their hands, then tossing it aside as impractical. Creating a caring culture requires specific building blocks. First, begin with yourself. Strong self-awareness makes strong culture possible. Second, commit whole hog. The mental commitment matters more than immediate financial investment. Leaders must be unwavering in their determination to create a culture of supersized caring, even through setbacks. Third, set the tone through direct messaging and personal example, rewarding those who show they care and giving staff freedom to experiment. Hire people whose DNA aligns with your values, empower them to be forthright and generous, and trust them to make decisions that prioritize customer relationships over rigid policies. Traditional media gains power when paired with social platforms. Denny's squandered their 2010 Super Bowl campaign by spending $10 million on free Grand Slam ads without directing viewers to Facebook, missing the chance to capture customer data and continue conversations. Reebok got it right with their Speedwick ad featuring NHL stars, ending with, "See who wins at facebook.com/ReebokHockey." Tens of thousands followed, granting Reebok ongoing marketing permission and generating millions of social shares. Good intent now differentiates brands. Social media's transparency exposes hidden agendas instantly. Most campaigns fail by chasing metrics over genuine connections. Every interaction should be authentic, not necessarily lengthy, just human. Brands can amplify impact through shock and awe, extraordinary gestures creating outsized emotional responses. When 50 Cent flew a teenage YouTube critic to New York for a friendly meetup, he transformed a potential PR crisis into powerful word-of-mouth marketing. Avaya scaled from 1,000 to 4,000 weekly interactions, developing alert systems that prevented approximately 50 customer losses worth $10,000 each. When global managing director Paul Dune spotted a tweet asking, "Shortel or Avaya need a new phone system very soon," he responded immediately and secured a $250,000 sale within 13 days. AJ Bombers, a Milwaukee burger joint, thrived by letting customers co-create the business-influencing menu items, pricing, hours, and promotions. Owner Sorge leveraged Foursquare with incentives and organized a fundraiser attracting 161 users that doubled Sunday sales. The restaurant prospers despite giveaways because customers feel ownership. California's Joy de Vivre Hotels excel through their Dreammaker program, encouraging employees to surprise guests with personalized gestures, from birthday cakes to elaborate touches like special tea baskets or scavenger hunts ending in decorated rooms. Dr. Irina Waxman transformed dental visits into experiences patients rave about online. Her spa-like office and genuine care generate enthusiastic reviews. When patients expressed dissatisfaction, her team resolved issues promptly. Several critics updated their reviews positively, proving transparency converts critics into advocates. We're living through a third industrial revolution, where marketing has grown harder as markets splinter and attention spans shrink. The solution? A virtual door-to-door campaign winning hearts through social media, where authentic engagement multiplies exponentially through word of mouth. Success demands marathon-like hustle, patient pursuit of small victories that accumulate into lasting impact. The fundamental principle remains unchanged. How you make people feel determines your success. Care deeply about customers, employees, and brand. Show up first to market. Remember, there's a consumer behind every B2B transaction. Speak their language and let them shape your brand. Build community, direct marketing toward emotional centers, and approach social media with genuine intent. If you're small, play big. If big, play small. The future belongs to those who understand that behind every screen is a human being who wants to feel seen, heard, and valued.